NBC News. I'm Tim Berg. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is scrapping plans to send a delegation to Washington this week. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller calling the move surprising and unfortunate. Netanyahu's decision comes after the United States decided against vetoing a UN Security Council resolution calling for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Former President Donald Trump says he will pay cash to secure a bond now that an appeals court has lowered the amount as he appeals his New York civil fraud trial. The court lowered the bond from $454 million to $175 million on Monday and gave him 10 days to make the payment. Former president saying the case would not be being tried in New York if he were not running for president.
If I were not running, or if I were doing poorly like everyone else has done, because they're all gone, they're all knocked out except for crooked Joe Biden, if I were doing poorly, this wouldn't be happening. None of these trials would have been happening. If I wasn't running, they wouldn't be happening.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is signing into law the Online Protections for Minors Bill, which prohibits certain minors from having social media accounts. Prior to the signing in Jacksonville, he spoke about the state's recent lawsuits against social media platforms for censoring and deplatforming conservatives and right-leaning content.
They advertise as being open platforms. You join, they monetize, they get your data and they monetize it, but then you say certain things that they don't like. Maybe you were against COVID lockdowns. Maybe you were saying something that there's not 67 genders, all this, and then they may marginalize you or suspend you.
Tech companies have argued that these lawsuits infringe on their rights to moderate their own content. This is USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-540-9750. 800-540-9750. 800-540-9750. That's 800-540-9750.
Boeing CEO David Calhoun on Monday announced he would leave the company. This is the latest fallout for the plane maker amid multiple federal probes into its practices following a 737 MAX door blowout in January. Some lawmakers are calling on President Biden to issue executive orders to address the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, but the president says it's up to Congress. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that President Biden wants to see Congress work out bipartisan legislation.
There was a bipartisan agreement that if it went into life, if it gone through the process of the Senate in the House, and the president got it to his desk and signed it, it would have been the toughest and fairest action on immigration in decades, in years.
There were almost 190,000 illegal immigrant encounters at the southern border in February. On Thursday, a group of over 300 illegal immigrants rushed the southern border in El Paso and attacked National Guard members. The Sweet 16 is set for the men's NCAA tournament. All 4-1 seeds remain alive, with reigning champion UConn leading the way alongside other premier programs like Houston, North Carolina, and Purdue. UConn is set to play 5th seed San Diego State on Thursday in a rematch of last year's national championship game. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.